Chevron had a setback this week when its pipeline near Willard Bay State Park failed a pressure test. Repair work will have to continue before the pipeline can go back into full operation. More than 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel spilled from the pipeline on March 18th. Willard Bay's North Marina has been closed since then. Fred Hayes, the director of Utah's Division of State Parks, says it could take longer than planned to reopen the beach and the campgrounds.
I don't know that the pressure test itself affected that date, but we're not overly optimistic about making a Memorial Day opening because there's still product on the ground in the park.
The pipeline had been operating on a limited basis before this week's pressure test. It must pass tests required by the U.S. Department of Transportation before it's allowed to go back into normal operation. Dan Bomas, KUER News.